attention.
It's interesting. Yeah, so what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about this?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Very, very excited about today's show. Both hours, very, very important discussions today. You need to pass this show around to lots of people. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Tom Bilyeu. Tom, many of you know him from Quest Nutrition, but he has found a calling, if you will, in life. And it's very, very exciting. We're going to be talking about that. And then during the second hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Adam Kovener about a research paper that shows that it's poor thigh muscle strength that increases the risk of knee osteoarthritis. This goes back to the whole live stronger, live longer mantra that we practice in this superhuman nation. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Also, want to let you know, we still have six packages of tickets available for the Arnold. If you are interested in flying or driving to the Arnold and you want some free tickets, you need to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. You will get two tickets to the expo, two tickets to the Party with the Pros after party, and two tickets to the Sunday morning Meet Arnold and All of the Winners event, which is a very intimate setting where you get to ask Arnold Schwarzenegger questions about training and so on. You must email me soon. There are six more packages of tickets left on air at superhumanradio.com. Please, only if you intend to attend. Don't ask for tickets and then go, hey, I got tickets, this is cool, and then not go, okay? So there you have it. Tom Bilyeu, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on.
This is so exciting to me. You know, I've known you for a long time, and you are a genuinely wonderful human being. And at the helm of Quest Nutrition, it's indisputable that you were the driving force of the success of that company, skyrocketing success. I have to believe that in your own personal quest to be better and better and better at driving that ship, you fell in love with that new journey of learning, didn't you?
Yeah, in some ways, Quest was the result of having fallen in love with that. And, you know, I met the guys who you know very well, Mike and Ron, 14 years ago, which is crazy to think. And they really solidified for me the power of learning. And I had been floundering as somebody trying to get into the film industry. And, you know, they made it clear, you're coming to the world with your hand out. You need to come learn business and really control the finances. And in doing that, really saw other applications for learning, began to break free of a fixed mindset, really embody, you know, what Carol Dweck, the Stanford researcher, calls the growth mindset, and understanding that I really, like, when people say you can do anything you set your mind to, like, it's real. And there's now, you know, understanding myelination and all of that, there's actual science to back up the fact that if you're putting in the discipline practice, you're actually looking at your results, steering by that, and adjusting your practice to, you know, to deal with setbacks and things that aren't going the way that you want, that you really can actually do anything that you set your mind to. And after years and years of the three of us, you know, living like that, thinking like that, building businesses, that we, you know, finally had our opportunity to bring it all together with our passion, which was Quest.
Okay, so at Quest, you proved that you have what it takes. And then you started to do an interesting show. You started to do a show called Inside Quest, where you got to sit down with some of the most phenomenal people in the world sit across from them and ask them questions about how they became who they are. Was that the moment where you realized that that is really what you wanted to do?
That really, even then, so it started out as me wanting to show for people what a growth mindset looks like, how many people that they admire, that they look up to, that have been successful, have gotten there through a growth mindset. And the reason that we called it Inside Quest in the beginning was because it was meant to just be for the employees. You know, we were growing so fast. We had so many employees, and I was just thinking a lot about how do you keep the culture alive? And we have the 25 points of the Quest belief system, the things that I believe are what you have to do to your mind if you want to succeed at the highest level. And I wanted to show people that this isn't unique to us. Like, this is the path to success. This is what anybody who's had success has really had to do to their mind. And because I was so terrified that people were going to memorize the 25 bullet points, but they weren't going to live by them.
Uh-huh.
And so that was the genesis behind the show. And in doing it, I think to me, the show is really, as it grew and I could see that this was going to allow us to build a community, that is really the juice. And that's why part of what we're doing now, at Impact Theory is continuing the legacy of that style show. But at the end of the day, that's really just meant to bring in the community. It's meant to help people change and transform their lives, but isn't in and of itself the business model. So we don't monetize any of the content, didn't back it inside Quest, and
right,
still don't here at Impact Theory.
Talk about the growth mindset. Give me the Reader's Digest version so I can understand what the growth mindset is.
So basically, to understand the growth mindset, you have to understand where most people start, which is the fixed mindset, which is to believe that your talents and intelligence are fixed traits, and that your life is really about putting yourself in a position where you can maximize the effectiveness of what you were born with. And to me, that's like saying, hey, the weight that you can lift when you're 14, that's just, hey, that's as strong as you're going to be. And, you know, you just have to put yourself in a position to deal with that. And there's no question that at 14, without ever stepping foot in a gym, some people are bigger and stronger than others. And, you know, so it is what it is. And I think people see that natural difference, and it just solidifies in their mind, they were born with more than I was born with. And what we've learned from a physical culture perspective is it's while wonderful if you already start sort of big and strong with the tiny waist, that, you know, if you go on to develop that, you could do incredible things. But just because you weren't handed those gifts at birth doesn't mean that you can't do something absolutely astonishing. And, you know, there's so many great tales of some of the great champions in bodybuilding that, man, they didn't have that, right? They weren't, you know, Phil Heath, who really prides himself on being naturally gifted. But then there's other people, you know, whether Kai Greene or other guys that just, man, I'm going to slog it out. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to put in the work. And to do that, you really have to have a growth mindset. And the growth mindset is recognizing that your talents, your intelligence, your strength, everything is malleable. And once you believe that, then it's, okay, I really can do anything I set my mind to. And if you believe you can do anything you set your mind to, how you spend your time becomes a spiritual consideration.
So there have been certain things that I picked up on the culture when I was over at Quest that seemed to come from TV shows and characters in TV shows. And for you, it was the I'm going to forget the name of the movie with Keanu Reeves, but you had things around the office saying to take the red pill, right? That was from
The Matrix.
Matrix. Talk about The Matrix. How did did The Matrix influence you, or did it just become an easy analogous way to convey to people what you were trying to convey?
No, the movie really did impact me in no uncertain terms. And there's no question that you begin to mythologize things over time. And it wasn't quite as simple as I saw The Matrix and then my life was never the same again. But it really did impact me, and it really gave me a new way to look at the world. And as I began to really focus on controlling my own destiny, building skills, it was just like everything kept showing me the parallels back to that movie. And so that movie, not only from the moment I saw it, did it occupy a large place in my mind, but it just continued to grow and grow and grow in importance as I realized it's the perfect analogy for the human condition. You know, and I mean, look, in the movie, it's essentially, hey, all these limitations that you've put on yourself are false. The world itself is a construct. And once you realize that the rules were made up by somebody no better, no smarter than you, that anybody that's doing something in this world that you think is amazing and beyond your reach, like, they all abide by the same rules that you're abiding by. So why can't you do it as well? And, you know, I mean, there's just so many great things in there, but the easy one to focus on is Kung Fu, right? And so he jacks into the Matrix. He learns Kung Fu. That was such a revelatory moment for me. This seeing it so black and white that one minute he doesn't know Kung Fu and is thus, you know, somebody can manhandle him and throw him around. And the next minute he does know Kung Fu. And I just thought, what is my version of jacking into the Matrix? And for me, it was reading. Mm-hmm. It was the closest thing that I could get to jacking into the Matrix. And once I discovered Audible books and I could, cause I can listen way faster than I can read.
Interesting.
And Audible has a setting where you can actually listen to the book at 3 times the speed of playback. So I listen to all my books at 3x. I can get the information very rapidly. And so that became my plugging in. And then my Kung Fu was business, right? So I wasn't actually going to learn Kung Fu. That just didn't fit with what I was trying to accomplish with my life. And, you know, it's just not nearly enough time. But business became my Kung Fu, marketing, sales, like really learning that, understanding it, mindset, psychology, which is so tied to marketing, all became, you know, the things that I thought of as my Kung Fu. So that's where that notion of take the red pill, which is because the blue pill puts you back to sleep. You wake up and, you know, believe whatever you want to believe, but you're essentially trapped in the Matrix again with no knowledge of what you could become, no knowledge that these beliefs that you have are self-made and limiting. And the red pill wakes you up in the real world and you realize that all of these things are made up in your own mind.
The bliss of ignorance, right? And so many of us really, we are lulled by that. You know, it's just amazing. I didn't know that you could listen at a fast forward speed. So how, understandable is it when you listen at a faster speed?
Entirely. So it's like anything. So I just watched you doing your last set of leg presses today at 1,500 pounds, if I'm not mistaken.
Right,
it was
right.
Insane, right, to watch you do that. And so if you have somebody roll up, it's their first day in the gym, and they see you do that, it's like it is truly a superhuman feat, and they just would not believe that they could ever do that. But what they don't see is that you've been lifting, you know, since you were like a teenager.
Right.
So it's a lot of years, a lot of reps, a lot of discipline, study, research, learning all of it, and then doing the hard-ass work. And so when I started, I couldn't read at 3x, right? I was reading at 1x just like everybody else. But then I was like, I accidentally hit a part of the screen, and I saw it pop up that, oh, whoa, there's options to speed this up. And the mind is exactly like the body. It will respond to stressors. So if I speed it up to 1.5, it's whoa. At first, it's like a little hard to keep up. And then all of a sudden, you think, oh, maybe I bumped it and it's back to 1. Nope, still at 1.5. I've just acclimated. So let me bump it to 2. And then 2 feels like 1.5 used to, so on and so forth until you get to 3.
It's funny because when I was a young man, I took the Evelyn Wood speed reading course. And I learned to speed read, which is basically the same thing. You trace with your finger, because most people, when they read, they actually say the words in their head. And with speed reading, you look at the words, but you don't say them in your head as you're reading them. And you still get the gist of the entire sentence. And you find your own speed of tracing under the lines. And you find out that you can get to the bottom of the page. And I had to try rereading pages to see if, wow, did I really get that? And it turned out that I did. So it makes perfect sense that you could speed up the audio and listen and get entire concepts and comprehend the message without having to slug it through at the normal speed. I didn't know that they had that. That's worth the price of admission right there for me.
Yeah, that's how I felt. It was one of those I couldn't believe because I didn't know it did it, and I literally just grazed my hand across the app one day and saw it pop up and thought, you know, where have you been my whole life? So it was a game changer for me.
I'm going to try that. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about impact theory, and we want to plug the website and tell people how they can get there, because everybody, no matter where they are, is looking to live a better life. And I think that Tom Bilyeu can actually help us get there. Stay tuned.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tom Bilyeu. We're talking about his new project, Impact Theory. The website is impacttheory.com. You can go there and you can watch the video podcasts. Tom's goal is to change people's lives. I got to say something. I got to believe that that has been a mission of yours for a long time. And I only say this because I remember vaguely the stories about how Quest became a business. And you had someone in your family, and I could be wrong. I want to say it was your sister. And she had a weight problem, and you were like, what if we could create food that people will eat and people will love that's actually good for them? I know that you've struggled with a weight problem early on as well. How much of this is, if you help a man up the hill, you can't help but get there yourself?
Wow, that's interesting. So it is very much everything that I've been doing for the last almost decade now has been predicated on the fact that I love to see other people win. And I love that moment of awakening where somebody realizes that they can do more than they thought they were capable of. And largely because that's what I went through. So for me, it was, you know, I had a period in my early 20s where I was just dead broke. I had no idea how I was going to make my dreams come true. And maybe part of what was so frustrating was I had such big dreams and just didn't know how to execute. And so there's, I don't know, maybe more frustration to that than if I just didn't have dreams.
Right.
And, you know, was just sort of coasting through life. So it was like I knew what I wanted. I just didn't know how to get there. And so in going through everything that I have to become a learner, to be just obsessively focused on the acquisition of skills and all that, and it so radically changed my life from, you know, my early 20s, I'm scrounging in my couch cushions to find enough change to put gas in my car and then ultimately build, you know, $1 billion business and just have the kind of worldly success that people dream about. And in all of that, I had promised myself, like, this works, like, thinking of your mind the way that people think of their body and thinking of it as this highly trainable organ that you can develop and grow and make way more powerful than it was before, like, it will change your life. It will change every aspect of your life. It will change the lives of your family, everything. And so that so worked for me because I like to see other people succeed that I said, okay, if I ever have the chance to build a platform that will allow me to pay this forward and help other people do the same, one, I want to do it just because I love that moment of awakening. But two, I want to live in that world, right? I want to live in the world where more people feel alive. They're able to execute, which for me is like the really important thing. And then to bring it back to what you were saying, you know, this is great quotes often attributed to Mother Teresa. I don't know if she actually said it or not, but it feels like something she would say, which is no one will act for the many, but they'll act for the one. And so I grew up in a morbidly obese family. And so for me, seeing people that I loved, and my sister was absolutely one of them, but my mom and my sister, like, those were the two people I really focused on. And I just thought, they're struggling so profoundly. And hey, here's my business partner, Ron, who's a nutritional genius. This guy, it is insane. And look, you know him, so I don't think I have to convince you. Like, he just, the way his mind works is unbelievable, and he's hell-bent to solve these problems. So here we have possibly the perfect alignment of selfish desires. I really, really want to help people, especially my family. He really, really wants to solve these nutritional challenges. Could we, because we were at the time that we started thinking about this, we were building a software company.
Right.
So it's like, could we shift our energies away from that, which was decent at making money? But instead of focusing on money, could we just start focusing entirely on value? And I finally got so fed up. I was like, I can't keep focusing on money. It just does not interest me enough. So I literally went in and quit. And I told them, guys, look, I just can't do this anymore. This was at the software company. Can't do this anymore. This is not, like, I don't feel alive. I'm not, like, living my calling, to use some really cheesy words. And they said the now famous words for me anyway, which were, we could do this without you, but we don't want to. And that's what I need. I needed to reconnect to something more than the money. And that was the brotherhood, to, you know, to believe in something again. And so we decided that we were going to sell that company and that we were going to build something that we believed in, that we were passionate about, that we would love doing even if we were failing. And for three very different reasons, I'm very much speaking for myself, but for three very different reasons, we end up getting into nutrition. And, you know, now I can start focusing on how do I actually help my mom and my sister? And, you know, Ron just had the magic answer for how we make food that you could choose based on taste, and it happened to be good for them, and he could execute on that. And so it was, yeah, just incredible. And since we launched the company, my sister's lost over 120 pounds,
wow.
And it's just been unbelievable.
You know, for a long time, I have said about myself that I don't know how to ask for help, and that has been a shortcoming of mine. But just recently, I realized that the reason I don't know how to ask for help is I don't know what to ask for. How much of this is the starting point for people who they want to change their lives? They know that they can change their lives. They have the power to. But they just don't know what the key components are that they need to be focusing on.
Yeah, that's everything. I mean, you in 7 seconds just put your finger on the only real problem that exists, and that's execution. So people have this vague sense of what they want, but they don't have the steps, and there's so much motivation and inspiration in the world, and I love that, and I think it's super amazing, but it goes nowhere unless you learn how to execute, right? So imagine that you wake up every day and you're like, man, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to get shredded. I'm going to add muscle. This is going to be amazing. But you don't actually go to the gym. And that's where people are. Like, they wake up and they go on Instagram and Facebook and they watch videos and they get inspired. But then they're crippled by, they just don't know how to move forward. They don't know how to execute against that. And so that's why when I look, so the game Ron and I played back when we were deciding what the next company was going to be was what we called no bullshit, what would it take? So no bullshit, what would it take to end metabolic disease? Well, the honest answer is you cannot tell the world to eat less and exercise more. While it would work, it will only work for a narrow band of people who are willing to follow through on that. So we're going to have to leverage behavior. And the behavior we're going to leverage is people eat food more for pleasure than they do for sustenance. So you've got to give them food that they want to eat. That was the whole premise behind Quest. And in doing that, obviously, we've seen the results, and it was just insane, and we grew by 57,000% in our first 3 years alone. I mean, it was just like, that's what people were waiting for, right? Something they could choose based on taste, but it was also good for you. And there's a similar thing that we have to figure out how to do when you begin to look at the mind. So for me, people have asked, like, okay, wait, you were doing Quest, like, but now you seem to have gone, like, in the exact opposite direction with impact theory. And that to me is just, they don't yet see what I see, which is wellness is not the body. Wellness is the body and the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't address both, you're going to have people in great shape killing themselves, right? It's like the same thing. You get people who are rich and people think, oh my God, money solves all their problems. And then they shoot themselves. And you're like, what the fuck? So it really is a case of wanting to complete that loop of, you've got Quest handling body wellness, and now I wanted to address mental wellness. And the no BS, what would it take to do that? To me, you have to attack it from the position of cultural narratives. And I don't know how familiar you are with Joseph Campbell and his work in The Power of Myth. And he does a really amazing breakdown of why we see deterioration in marriages, why he thinks that there's sort of the man-child syndrome, where you have people that never really fully cross out of mm-hmm. adolescence and into adulthood. And he ties it to, you know, we're living in an age where people know that the myths that we tell ourselves, they're not real. And once you no longer believe in the mythology, then the ritual crumbles. And once you have no mythology that has meaning, like real believe it to my core meaning, and no rituals that are backed by that, then you don't know how to cross these transitional moments. And so, like, for instance, I got ritualistically scarred as a part of my wedding. So, and that was me reacting to the book, right? I read the book and it talked about how this is one of the problems with marriage, and that the ceremonies have become sort of weakened, and the symbolism and all that's a little bit lost. So I wanted to put myself through a physical ritual. I wanted it to be painful. I wanted to remind myself I'm a different human being the day after I got married than the day before. So really taking hold of that cultural narrative, but while leveraging behavior. So this is why we're focused on content. And if you look at people who've, I think, have done a really good job of creating cultural narrative, it's Disney. And with the acquisition of all Marvel properties, they now own every, not every, but the vast majority of the major superheroes. They own Pixar. They own, obviously, Disney. They own Star Wars. I mean, they literally looked at the landscape and said, what's all the culturally relevant intellectual property? We're going to buy all of that. Now, I look at that and I say, okay, that's exactly right. You guys understand how to aggregate the new myth makers. But what are you doing to help people understand how to put that mythology to use in their life? And so that's where we want to come in. We want to help incubate content creators to make content that's entertaining first and foremost, but has a message of empowerment that really are essentially entertaining instruction manuals for how to live, surround it with an entire ecology of merchandising to reinforce those beliefs in people.
This is brilliant. This is quest for the brain.
Yeah, 100%.
This is brilliant. Oh my God. I just got it. I mean, it's like, oh my God. I just had like the oh my God moment. This is amazing what you're doing. It really, really is. I have so many more questions. We have to take a break, unfortunately, because that's how we pay the bills here. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of this fantastic discussion with Tom Bilyeu. His website is impacttheory.com. Go there today. Be smarter tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all
and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tom Bilyeu. His new project is ImpactTheory.com. And a very impressive lineup of interviews have already been produced. You can go there and watch them. And I've been at some of Tom's previous productions. And I got to tell you, I mean, they're the quality of any top TV talk show or cable talk show that you'll find today. Really, really high quality stuff. So one of my frustrations with the, and unfortunately, I'm going to use this term, and I'm not trying to paint you into this term, but I don't know what else to call it, right? This whole self-help category has really been around for a while. And I find that there are two factions in the self-help category. There are those who are actually focused on approaches that are executable by people, that actually can lead to changes in lives. And then there are people who write these inane books about just be grateful. And, you know, you can't tell a person fighting cancer just be grateful because they're still alive. I get it. Gratitude is important. And more than anything else, the feeling of gratitude and the chemical reactions that that causes for the body are beneficial. But there are some people who it's just not realistic to say to them, you know, you just need to wake up happy in the morning and everything will go right. What do you say to that? Do you see this disparity between that category right now, that there are people who are actually getting shit done, and then there are people out there just using words and lots of them to just make it sound like they know what they're talking about?
Yeah, so very much. And I think anybody who's really paying attention is going to be equally distressed by, you know, just the lack of focus on execution. So if you, even like you're saying with gratitude is important, but let's really go and understand the brain chemistry of why that is. And if somebody's telling you to be grateful, but they're not also telling you, hey, you need to research the brain and understand exactly the mechanisms that are essentially hijacking your life. And I find that most people don't even understand neuroanatomy. They don't understand the neurophysiology. They're not existing in a world where they're forcing themselves to understand the tool with which they create the world around them. You know, and one thing that was so enlightening for me was to recognize that your brain is, you know, a roughly 3-pound lump of flesh that never sees light. And realizing it's encased in total darkness, and yet it recreates through electrical and chemical signals. It recreates this world that we see before us that seems so real. And yet it's not. It's your brain's best guess. And you've got a blind spot right in the center of your eye where, you know, the optic nerve connects to the eyeball. And yet you don't see it because your brain just fills it in.
The fovea centralis. It's called the fovea centralis. Yeah.
Exactly. And the representation is so good. You can move around. You don't bump into stuff that we start thinking that it's real. And that's where this all breaks down for me, is that in the self-help world, like, they're giving you like little nuggets about gratitude. And hey, if you do focus on gratitude, like, it will change your brain chemistry. But if you don't push it to the next level and get people to understand, you're changing your brain chemistry because your brain is, you know, using heuristics, rules of thumb to try to help you get through the world. But hey, one of those rules of thumb is that a tiger might jump out of the woods and eat you. But that's not really relevant in a modern context. Or, hey, some of your absolute cravings for sugar and all that is because sugar used to be really hard to find, but it's not anymore. So you're going to have to usurp some of these like natural impulses. And we're not pushing people to understand how they can actually get control of their impulses through just raw understanding. And so that's why, like, my whole thing is hold me accountable to execution. What does execution look like? How many people can we affect their mentality in a positive way where they believe they can execute, that we help them get the skills to execute, and then for the you know, a very select few, but for the right few, we actually help bring their content into the world. And I'm talking traditional narrative now.
Right.
We bring their movie, book, TV show, comic book, whatever the case may be, into the world to help even more people. And if they're an entrepreneur, that we help that entrepreneur bring that business into the world, and it actually makes the world a better place, right? So that's how we want to be judged, right? If I go and I get people motivated, but they never make it to the gym, like, shame on me. That's not interesting. Don't clap for me for that.
Right.
Like that's wholly uninteresting. So if people aren't actually out there doing things that are measurable, they've done nothing.
Why do we applaud people who have done the wrong thing and then gotten on the right track, as opposed to the person who's done the right thing their entire life?
I think it's because we've all messed up so many times that we want that guy to be celebrated. So when it's our turn, you know, it's like, okay, it doesn't matter where I started, right? That's my whole mantra. Because if you were judging me, I used to be lazy as hell. I used to be really dumb. And by dumb, I just mean undereducated. Like I did not understand the way that I worked, the way the world worked. I couldn't have run a business. Like, I had to learn all of that. So I'm actually more impressed by somebody who's had to work to get control of their mind, their body, in order to execute, than I am by somebody who, you know, either they had parents that put them in an environment where they could really succeed, or they learned something early, or, you know, just had a natural inclination and it's been a one-way street for them to success.
What are some of the more exciting interviews you've done so far over at Impact Theory?
Man, Michael Strahan was amazing. He's so famous, and he's one of those people that I don't think people really there's an amazing human being under all of that. And when you spend time with him, like 10 minutes with him, and the first thought I had was, I get why this guy's famous. Like, he's incredibly warming. He's very bright, well-read, super hardworking, doesn't take himself too seriously, and just had so many cool pieces of wisdom that, you know, not all of them did he create, but he's collected them and he knows how to deliver them up. And he wrote a book which on the surface should make you want to punch him in the mouth. It's called Wake Up Happy. It's literally the book you were saying, like, why do people fucking write this?
Right.
But then you read it and he goes deep on the brain science. He talks about how he used it to supercharge his football career and reinvention and failure. But he really gets it. And he really gets it down to a neurological level, and he breaks it down for people. So it transcends that, like, it just being trite words. So he was amazing. We had this guy. No one knows who this guy is, but his name is Moran Cerf. He is a young, hungry neuroscientist. He's, like, got a little bit of rock star to him. He is so cool. People that watch that episode, they flip out. I can't tell you how many people said, oh, my God, that's my favorite interview, because, like, he makes – neuroscience accessible, sexy, just really, really a fun interview. And then we've had one that went viral, which was insane, which was by Mel Robbins. And it just controversial enough. She has a really simple thing she calls the 5-second rule to break people out of habit loops that don't serve them, which just has crushed. And it's got on Facebook, one of its clips has almost 10 million views. I mean, it's just been crazy. So we've had and I could keep going. I mean, I've had so much fun. Sean White, the pro snowboarder, was just on. He's unbelievable. Tim Ferriss. I mean, it's been awesome.
So when you were over at Quest, you also had a chance to interview Tony Robbins for the Inside Quest series, correct?
Yeah.
He really is the real thing, isn't he? I mean, a lot of people look at him and they think, you know, I don't get it. Like, you know, how could this guy really have such a great grasp on all of this, but he really is the real thing.
Dude, he's so real. He's one of those guys that, like, I think people expect me, certainly, and other people to be like, oh, yeah, Tony's BS. Dude, Tony is for real. That if you take his advice, your life will be better. That's how I judge anybody in that space, right? If you do what they say, will your life be better? And the answer with Tony is 1,000% yes. And I've had dealings with him on a business level as well. He's a very shrewd businessman. It just, the guy is, he's a machine. And he's got a quote, I'm unstoppable because I decided I am. And I love that. And he just lives that in every aspect of his life. He so wants to help people, and that just pours out of him. So it's like, he's He has educated himself to the extreme. He's learned how to turn it into a business. He's been dedicated to the same thing for a long time, and he actually wants to help people.
Yeah, that's really sweet, man. I know. I actually like him. When I was a young man in Las Vegas, when cellular telephones first came around, we actually went to a seminar he put on neurolinguistics. And, you know, I mean, what we learned at that seminar, I have carried through the rest of my life to influence people when I'm having conversations with them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the real thing. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Tom Bilyeu.
Paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tom Bilyeu. His new project is ImpactTheory.com. I got to tell you, folks, you spend a couple minutes on this website and you get inspired that you can do the things that you need to get done. Most of us live in the state of challenge. I do. Every single day. In those moments when I wake up in the morning, when you have no control over your mind, what floods in is the stuff I'm freaked out about the day. And you know, I forgot about meditating. I took transcendental meditation 20 years ago, and I used to be an avid meditator. When I heard that Howard Stern was a meditator, I thought, I'm getting on that boat. This is good for me. But today I only meditate when I'm jammed up, if I'm freaking out, and it's like, man, I got to bring myself down. I'll meditate. I can get into a deep meditation very quickly, but I don't do it with regularity. I was reading your morning routine, and I love that you say, your morning routine starts the night before because, like you, I hold sleep precious. Talk about your morning routine, please.
Yeah, you really hit on the most important part, which is, you know, when do you go to bed? For me, I go to bed at 9 p.m. like it's a religion, every now and then a little bit before, but usually right at 9. And I do that because I want as many quiet hours in the morning before everyone else wakes up to really get what I call deep work done. And that's where you're really focused on something. You're not being distracted. There's no phone calls, no emails. And I mean, there's nobody bothering you whatsoever. So I sleep as long as I need. I don't use an alarm. So I typically sleep between 5 and 6 hours, but that's just my natural rhythm. That's when I wake up. So if I go to bed at 9, there's times where I'm up at 2 or 3 in the morning. And the first thing I do is I go straight to the gym. That's always my number one priority. Get in the gym, put my workout in, and then immediately after the gym, I meditate. And there's something about the juxtaposition of the strenuous nature of a workout and then really trying to, as rapidly as you can, hit a state of deep calm in the meditation. I find that really, really powerful to go from one extreme to the other. Because then if you're just in a normal, unaroused state, you know, it's even easier to get into a deep meditative state, which is great. And then I leverage, when you go into meditation, you get into what's called an alpha wave state, which I'm sure you know all about. And it's considered to be the most creative of states. It's where you're making unique connections in your mind. And because I've gotten into that state through meditation, and meditation is essentially me trying to empty your mind is how people normally say it, but I'm just trying not to obsessively think about something. So if I catch myself thinking about something, I just return to my breath and I remind myself to just breathe. And in doing that, you really do move out of the sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight, flight, or freeze response, and move into your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest. So in making that switch, you could just feel like the anxiety, the tension, the stress, pressure, everything just goes away. Way, even if you're in the middle of something very stressful, if you learn how to get back to that, it's just incredibly, incredibly useful because you're just switching from one system to the other in your body. And then once I'm in that state, then I like to make use of it for thinking. And so I do what I call thinkitating, where I'll change my posture. I don't stay in my meditative posture, largely because I sit cross-legged when I'm meditating, and I usually stop because my legs fall asleep. And so it's a nice, simple alarm for me to begin doing something else. And I'll strike a different pose, and the night before or maybe while I'm in the gym, I'll think about what the biggest problem is that I want to set my mind to while I'm thinkitating so that I don't lose my buzz, as it were, between meditating and thinkitating. I just know immediately what that problem is. And I try to pick something that's a little bit hairy, a little tricky, to really make use of the creativity. After that, I immediately go into reading. I try to read as much as I can, but usually in the mornings, especially if I, you know, got up at say 2 a.m., I'll have a good hour, hour and a half. And, you know, when you're listening to a book at 3x, you can really make some real progress on a book. And then once I've finished reading, and I read maybe a little bit differently, certainly differently than I used to, maybe different than the average person, I take notes because I do book reviews. So you can go to our YouTube channel, and we've got book reviews there. And so I, you know, I'm taking detailed notes, which really helps reinforce the ideas in my mind. And then once I'm done reading, I have a list. It's titled The Most Important Things I Could Be Doing. And it's all focused on the business, what I need to do to move the business forward. And I go through that list pretty obsessively to make sure that anything that can be moved forward, I do move forward. And then it's not till I'm done with that, which from the time that I wake up till the time that I finish that list is usually somewhere between 6 to 8 hours. And then usually by then the first employees are starting to show up and I'll make sure that they're all moving on stuff. Once everything I can move forward is moving, everything they can move forward is moving, then for the first time, I'll check email. Now, because of that, I probably only check email, I don't know, twice a week. So, and the reason that I'm so anti-email is that you're basically saying other people are controlling my agenda and my time. And the moment you believe that somebody else knows better what you should be working on to move your life or your business forward, you've got a problem.
Yeah, I remember a time where you and I were talking and you actually were contemplating just getting rid of email entirely. And I remember you saying that. I thought to myself, how can you do that? I mean, I'm trying to keep abreast of sponsors and all that sort of stuff. I couldn't do away with email. There's got to be some form of communication. But I remember you actually talking about that.
Yeah, it is. And I don't have the answer because you've got, you know, I mean, look, you've named it. When you're dealing with people in the outside world, you can probably do it within your company if you came up with another form of communication. And quite honestly, if somebody in my company is trying to get my attention, I want to make sure they can. So, you know, we use Slack here at Impact Theory for internal communications. Very easy. I'm a quick responder to people in the company. But it's like we've got such an agenda. There's so much we're trying to accomplish. I just don't want to go down the rabbit hole of all the people sending me random stuff.
No, and I you know what? And I guess the real answer is taking control of the email and not letting email take control of you. Because there's times where I'm in the middle of a show. I hate these push notification things. I hate them, hate them, hate them. It's because like I'll be in the middle of a show doing an interview deep into the science, and I'll just happen to see this push notification that so-and-so emailed me, and it's like, oh, wait, oh, no. And it's like it's that moment. That blip, and it's like it derails me. And so now I take my phone, I put it on silent, I put it on the other side of the table. I think the real issue there is taking control of these new forms of messaging and not letting them control you at the minimum if, in fact, you still need to be able to take emails from people. So, I mean,
100%.
This is really exciting, Tom. I mean, so give me your point of view. 10 years from now, where do you hope to be with Impact Theory?
So we're focused on two things, incubating companies that are mission-based and we think are going to make the world a better place, and then doing the same for content. So I think 10 years from now, we'll be one of the major players in the comic book industry, which I think is just an amazing format. It's a proving ground for film, which is why we're focused there. It lets you rapidly explore ideology for very low cost, and it's become incredibly mainstream now. And I think that we have a way to do that by crowdsourcing and essentially being a publisher instead of just trying to create everything in-house. And we'll have a huge community, and that's really our focus right now is just to build out that community. And, you know, the show is letting me get in touch with incredible people. So one of the guys I didn't talk about was another neuroscientist named V.S. Ramachandran. He's probably the most famous living neuroscientist on the planet. And we were able to attract him to the show because he can see that I really care and that I really understand the brain and I really want to, you know, give him the best interview he's ever had. And he came on the show, and at the end of the interview, he's like, you know, basically, you really get this stuff. This is incredible. There's actually a business opportunity from one of my former students that I want you to know about. So he put me in touch with the student. The student came. He's creating a medical device that could have profound implications, actually already FDA approved, could have profound implications on losing fat, increasing lean muscle mass, which uses stimulation of the vestibular nerve. I mean, just like things that I never would have encountered if we weren't doing things the way that we're doing it, because we're taking such a radically different approach that half the people think we're crazy and the other half get what we're doing. And, you know, everybody else will have to wait and see.
Wait instant to catch up. Yeah, exactly. I get what you're doing. It's, and when you just said comic books, that is exactly what you guys did at Quest. You made food that tasted good. And oh, by the way, it's going to help you achieve these health goals. People will eat it anyway. And comic books, people will read it. Why do the messages always have to be death and horror? Why can't the messages be uplifting and improving life? I get it. I think it's brilliant. I just think it's brilliant. That's all I can say. I'm so floored. I'm so floored. And so proud to say that I know you. I really am.
Thanks, man.
Look, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today. Really.
Dude, it was my pleasure, Carl. You really are a friend, and I would do anything for you. So if ever I can be useful, let me know.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day, brother.
Thanks, man. You too.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the way that quadricep and hamstring muscles actually can provide protection from developing osteoarthritis. Could you imagine? We'll be right back.
Ben Borders, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports, The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance Reveals Why Omitting Carbohydrates from Your Diet Can Totally Crush Your Gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I'm going to have to change this thing, so let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Welcome back. I think over the course of the past 11 years, I know I've mentioned this story at least once, maybe a dozen times, but when I was a young man, I was skiing, of all places, at the Playboy Club in Great Gorge, New York. And after a long day of skiing, I was weary, I had been drinking, and I thought, oh, I want to go down the hill one more time, and I did. And lo and behold, I took a fall. And it cost me my ACL, cruciate ligament in my left knee. And at the time, my good friend, we're Italians, everybody's an uncle, even when they're not. So my uncle Joe, who played for the Mets, had a line on an amazing orthopedic surgeon who had done Joan Namath's knees. And his name was Dr. Jim Parks. So I went to see Dr. Parks and he did an arthroscopy of my knee. He said, yeah, the ACL's gone. And at that time, I mean, I'm 59 now. This happened when I was in college. He said, you know, we can do this surgery where we put a cadaver ligament in there. He said, but you're going to develop osteoarthritis because once we open up that capsule, you'll never be the same. I said, so what do I do? He goes, well, you're not an athlete. He goes, improve your quad strength. Improve your quad strength, and this will protect you from developing problems with that knee. That was sage advice. Sage advice. Now we move forward to a recent study. Poor thigh muscle strength may increase women's risk of knee osteoarthritis. And I have to believe that this pertains to men as well. We're going to find out right now when my guest, Dr. Adam Culvener. How you doing, Dr. Culvener?
Well, thank you, Carl. Thanks very much for the invitation to come and chat to you today.
Yeah, please. So am I right? I mean, this isn't just about women. This is men too, right?
Correct, exactly. Osteoarthritis, we know, does affect women as, more so than men. But, of course, men can also be affected by the disease as well, absolutely.
Could that simply be because men seem to be stronger? We tend to have more muscle, and as a result, women's upper leg strength goes sooner than men's?
Yeah, we know that men are typically stronger than women. And although there are lots of factors that play into the development and progression of osteoarthritis in the knee, muscle strength seems to be one of the factors that play an important role in the disease. So, yeah, it seems to be important to look at that muscle, particularly of the thigh. So we've been looking at the strength of the quadriceps and the hamstrings. So they seem to be the most important muscles that we can both assess and then maybe treat as a potential option to help these people as well.
So why this study specifically? Were there any studies that preceded this that made this study required to answer some questions?
Sure. So, yeah, we know that muscle weakness is a feature of many people with knee osteoarthritis. It's very common in people with osteoarthritis to have muscle weakness. But what we didn't know too much about was whether the weakness came about because of knee osteoarthritis being present, so because of the pain, etc., or whether, in fact, the weakness itself actually came before the osteoarthritis and then predicted or put those people at risk of developing the disease. So that's one of the main reasons and why we looked at this strength and particularly weakness in both men and women and whether it predicted the onset of osteoarthritis in the knee in this study that we've just done.
So talk about this study. How was it designed?
Sure. So we've actually been really fortunate to collaborate with partners in Boston, at Boston University, and we've used a big publicly available database called the Osteoarthritis Initiative, which is a database, a multi-center database in the US, which is publicly available and has over, I think, about 4,500 knees of people between the ages of 45 and 79. And there's a really powerful source of data that we can use to assess the development of osteoarthritis and different factors that contribute to the disease. So we took people, both men and women, who didn't have osteoarthritis, who were involved in this study at the start, but then over a period of about 4 years, the investigators within the Osteoarthritis Initiative tracked all of these people, and a certain number of them developed osteoarthritis in the knee, so went on and developed new osteoarthritis. And these were the people that we were particularly interested in looking at in this study to see what sort of the factors and particularly strengths and how that relates to those who then go on to develop osteoarthritis.
So what exactly did you find?
Sure. So we had about 160 people who went on and developed osteoarthritis. And we compared these people about 186 who over the 4 years didn't develop osteoarthritis. And we analyzed the men and the women separately because we know, as we sort of talked about earlier, that the women and the men tend to have different strength profiles.
Right.
And what we found when we looked at the muscle strength, we found that the women, in particular, who were weaker at the start of the study, were more at risk of developing osteoarthritis over that four-year period than those who were stronger. Whereas what we didn't find in the men, that relationship didn't seem to come out as much as in the women. And this wasn't that surprising for us because we know that women in the past with weakness seem to be a little bit more at risk of worse outcome both if you have osteoarthritis already, then they tend to have more progression of disease and then go on to have total knee replacement and surgery later on if you're a woman with weakness. Whereas men with weakness tend to be a little bit more protected from those worse outcomes with the disease.
So we know from numerous studies that we've done on the show and discussions that load-bearing work improves bone mineral uptake, improves soft tissue remodeling and makes it stronger. Yet it's thought that load-bearing work actually hurts chondrocytes, meniscus in the knees because we look at what goes on in the knee more of a kind of a mechanical friction, and we look at the effects of load-bearing work as a signaling pathway that tells the body to upregulate these structures to prepare for the work. But could we have what's going on in the knee joint itself, in the capsule itself, wrong? Could this notion that don't squat because you're going to hurt your knees, could it be wrong? Could it actually be a signaling pathway to tell the body to increase the thickness of the chondrocytes and the meniscus?
Sure. That's a really good question you raise, and one that many patients come to us as researchers, and I'm a physical therapist, so I get this type of question all the time. And I really think it's one of balance. So we have to move for the health of our joints. Our joints are made to move, and we need to move to keep strong, get strong and keep strong. If we do too much and of this type of sort of provocative movement and move incorrectly in a way that the knee gets aggravated or different joints get aggravated for that matter, then this can change the equilibrium within the knee. It's a very fine system. It's a very clever system that the turnover of the chondrocytes within the cartilage are very clever and they can adapt and respond to load that we put through the knee. And generally, it's not a problem. Generally, it works really well. What, when we come into strife is when we move incorrectly, or say our biomechanics change, or maybe our alignment, so we have more knock knees is a common thing we see that changes the distribution of the load across the knee. So some cartilage areas that aren't meant to be put load through, then all of a sudden start having load put through it, and it doesn't. Then that's when the knee doesn't like that. And I was really interested when you mentioned you had an ACL injury in your introduction. That was one of the things that I focused a lot on during my PhD, was the injuries in young people and who went on to have that development of osteoarthritis, and certainly that impact and trauma to the knee that happens with an injury such as the ACL is really can set off that cascade of events and set those chondrocytes and cartilage into that setting of not doing so well over time, and putting high load on these chondrocytes that are already damaged can certainly lead to problems down the track. So I think if we move well and keep our muscles strong, then we are doing a wonderful thing for our body. If we start moving incorrectly, and I almost use the analogy of car tires. So we go to the car to get serviced, to get our tires realigned, and that stops the tread on the tires from wearing away.
Right.
If we don't move with our knees well aligned, then we can start to, in inverted commas, wear away some of the cartilage. So I think it's really important that we move, we keep strong, but we do it sensibly and in the correct way.
You know what's funny? So I lost my ACL on my left leg when I was 20 years old, 20 exactly. And for the following 10 years, I really was not, I didn't do a whole lot. I boxed a little bit, more of a workout box. I jogged a lot, but I couldn't do anything that required torsioning or turning on a dime with my left leg, because I was playing tennis one day when I first moved to Las Vegas. I was probably about 22 or 23 years old, and I ran from side to side, and my knee opened up like a jackknife, and I spontaneously vomited. The pain that shot through my body was so overwhelming, and that kept me from wanting to do anything that required side to side motion. And subsequent knee x-rays, because I fell on a mountain bike once and I got my leg and my knee x-rayed. Fast forward to today, when I had my knees x-rayed last year, there is more space between my knees now than there was when I was in my 20s. And I spoke to the doctor about this, and you know, he said, well, that space is actually the meniscus, you know, the distance between the two bones. And so I started to think about this. Now, I train very heavy. For decades, I have squatted heavy. I have deadlifted heavy. I don't squat right now because I'm dealing with some lumbar spine issues. But just this morning, my last set of leg presses was 1,500 pounds. And my meniscus and my knees are better now that my quads are so nice and big and strong. But more importantly, this is why I keep coming back to this notion of, I wonder if there's signaling going on that actually improves the meniscus. Because while I'm doing these things that are counterintuitive to improving the quality of my knees, the quality of my knees have gotten better over the years from before when I didn't train at all.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. Typically, we see, I mean, it's very good to hear that story that you're doing so well after having that injury in your knee when you were younger, because what we typically see is not that, is that people who suffer quite a large knee injury tend to not to get back to a knee that was as good as it was before, unfortunately. Certainly, many people do get back to doing exactly what they want to do and back to sport, and keeping active and moving and keeping strong is certainly a really big key for that type of thing. So I think with that strength sort of work you're mentioning that you're doing, I think that's really, really protective and really, really good for this issue, and to keep that, not only the meniscus but the ACL and all the chondrocytes, the cartilage and the bone healthy within the knee, It's the best thing you can do for it. In terms of the rotation, which you sort of mentioned earlier, that's really... So the ACL itself actually is one of the ligaments deep within the knee, and it's one of its roles is to actually sort of stop and restrain that high degree of rotation. So that side-to-side movement and pivoting and jumping and landing and stop-starting, that's exactly the type of movements which people either injure their ACL in the first place or have problems with down the track. And certainly that torsional impact through the knee, that's really when you get the load across the meniscus as well, that twisting across the meniscus, which is really there to protect the cartilage. And once mm-hmm. that starts to be loaded and possibly injured, then that's really when you open up and expose the cartilage which underlies that meniscus and can lead into that sort of cascade of meniscal damage, cartilage damage, and lead on to osteoarthritis. So it's fantastic that, sounds like you haven't actually had that come on yet, shall we say.
No, and I don't think I'm going to. I got to be honest with you. I really don't. Good. I'm very confident that my knees are going to stay strong. And there's another reason why. I want to talk about this when we come out of the break. But you used BMI in the research. I want to discuss that when we come back, okay?
Perfect.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced.
Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Watching the Detectives. I was a young man when that song came out. Elvis Costello. Before he started singing all the classics, he was still a punk. I liked it better. So, we're talking right now about the role of muscle strength, more specifically thigh strength, and its effects on the development of osteoarthritis with Dr. Adam Kulvener. So, Dr. Kulvener, why did we look at BMI? Why does it matter? I mean, this is a rhetorical question, but to me, BMI is just this is this silly thing. It's like if you were interested in currency, you wouldn't say, "I have a 6-inch stack of paper money here." It's important how many are hundreds and how many are singles. BMI does not give us any efficient metrics on lean body mass and fat mass. It just tells us we have this effect of by gravity on the scale.
Exactly. And what we know about body mass, body mass index, in terms of knee osteoarthritis, is it's one of the most potent risk factors for developing the disease itself in the knee. So, for this study in particular, it was really important that we took the effect of BMI, so essentially the amount of load that's going through the knee because of weight that the individuals have, and the effect that had on the muscles and how that interacted with the development of knee osteoarthritis as well.
So BMI, we're looking, did you actually do DEXA scans of these people?
No, the big publicly available database, the Osteoarthritis Initiative, simply uses a lot of clinical tests. So it's just a measure of the height and the weight. So that was the basic the measure. But really, that gives us, although it doesn't provide us exactly the adiposity and the muscle distribution, it certainly gives us a quick clinical idea of the body mass that is going through the knee. As part of this study, though, we also used the MRI data, so not the DEXA, but MRI data, and we had cross-sectional scans of the thigh itself, and from those, we actually used some innovative software to actually track the size of the quadriceps and the hamstrings themselves, but not only the muscle, but also the fat surrounding.
But you are able to quantify the muscle specifically as well. So you're able to say, like, this person has a BMI of 26 or 32, and this person has a BMI of 32, but this person has much more muscle on their upper leg than this person does.
Exactly. And that was really important in terms of evaluating what we call specific strength. So specific strength itself is a measure of muscle quality. So essentially, it's how much force your muscles can produce divided by the size. So what we used was the cross-sectional area on an MRI slice through the thigh. And so if you have a really high specific strength or muscle quality, it means you're producing a lot of force per unit of muscle area.
And
contrary
did,
to that, if you're... Sorry, you go ahead.
I was going to say, did that translate to a lower a risk of osteoarthritis?
That's exactly what it translated to, yes. And what we particularly saw was in the women. And so then what we thought, having seen that result, is that we went and actually looked a little bit more deeply into the interaction between BMI itself and the cross-sectional area of the muscle, the strength, and how that responded in men and women as they had high BMI versus those with lower BMI. So that was where we really started to see what some of these mechanisms behind these results that we're finding would come out in the wash looking at these relationships.
Interesting, interesting. Now, what is it? Is do you have any future research in the works to look at strengthening the thigh muscles, the quads, and the hamstrings as a therapeutic to see what happens if you take someone who is starting to develop osteoarthritis and let's say they're able to do a leg press? So you start having them do progressive overloading of leg presses and improve the strength of that muscle and then see if there's any changes in the disease state in the knee.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's quite well known that muscle strengthening and increasing the strength around the thigh muscles has very good results for people with knee osteoarthritis. So it helps their pain, their function, so they can walk around up and down stairs and get out of the chair much easier, and also a much better quality of life. But unfortunately, what we haven't been able to find yet is whether muscle strength or indeed any other treatment is able to stop or slow or prevent the development or progression of osteoarthritis. So that's really the holy grail for us as researchers and clinicians is to help really the structural side of the disease, but arguably it's more important to address what's important to the patients that come and see us, and they don't really worry about what their x-ray or MRI looks like. They're more worried about how much pain they're in or how far they're able to walk and whether they're able to sleep at night because they're in so much pain. So we know that it's a very good treatment strategy, exercising both aerobically, low impact, but also muscle strengthening in particular, has on those pain and functional outcomes with people with knee osteoarthritis. But what we don't know so much is for people who don't have osteoarthritis, whether these sorts of interventions can help sort of the future development of pain and function and indeed the development of osteoarthritis. Because we need very big studies with lots of people and hope that some of those go on to develop arthritis to look at these associations. So they're quite expensive and very difficult studies to do.
Well, also, so over the years we have done shows about the effects of inflammatory cytokines produced by fat cells and how they actually promote arthritis in all joints. You know, I think, and in fact, the Kentucky Arthritis Foundation is actually in my building, and I've often thought about going in and talking to them about this, but I don't think a lot of people discuss this often enough. So, most people think of like arthritis in the knees and the hips as a matter of, excessive loading. Oh, it's just a mechanical thing. You know, you've worn your knees and hips out because you've been so overweight for so long because that seems to be, well, you're overweight, your knees go. It's got to be because you're carrying all this excess weight around. And the reality is that arthritis is, quite possibly more of an autoimmune disorder than the result of mechanical loading. This was evidenced. We did a show probably 6 years ago where they looked at overweight people and obese people who developed osteoarthritis in their cervical spine and hands. Now, clearly, your head isn't really that much heavier when you're obese. You know, if you're 500 pounds or 400 pounds, your head may be a couple pounds heavier, but not to the degree where the mechanical loading of your spine between your shoulders and your skull is now suffering from this excess weight. And your hands really never undergo, even if you put on fat, directional gravitational effects don't affect those joints, where we can go, oh, you're just wearing out because your hands have gotten fatter and the weight of your hand. No. So those early studies made people go, wait a minute. You're getting arthritis in the cervical spine and in your knees and in your hips and in your hands. So maybe we need to stop thinking about this as, oh, this is a result of gravity because you're so heavy, you're wearing these things out. And in fact, it is the result of an inflammatory response that goes after the chondrocyte specifically. And this, quite frankly, is a classical autoimmune disorder. So when you guys look at these future research papers and you go, okay, well, we've got people who have really good quad strength, or we've improved their quad strength, but their osteoarthritis didn't go away. You're never going to see a change, you know, until you stop the insult. The insult is the inflammatory response that's attacking the chondrocytes in the first place. I'd love your opinion on that whole dissertation.
Yeah, that's a really, really interesting interesting point. And we know, as you exactly right, as you've said, is that the people who are overweight and carry that extra adiposity do have higher incidence of osteoarthritis in non-weight-bearing joints. So we've actually just started looking at, over the last couple of years here in at Paracelsus Medical University in Austria, where I'm based at the moment, in local fat within joints. So within the knee, there's what we call the fat pad, so the infrapatellar fat pad, which is a, as you mentioned, is almost like an endocrine organ in the fact that it releases cytokines as other adiposity, other adipose cells do as well. But because the fat pad within the knee sits actually right in front, just behind the patella, the kneecap, we are interested in wondering whether that being so close to the knee itself releases these inflammatory cytokines, as you mentioned, so close to the knee that it actually goes in and it starts affecting the synovitis and the inflammation within the joint. And what we're finding from this work is some inconsistent work. So some results come out that a larger fat pad is associated with the pain and development of osteoarthritis, but it doesn't seem to be a strong relationship. But certainly there's a role of other factors. We know that osteoarthritis is a very much a multifactorial disease. So things like genetics, which I'm no expert in, but certainly evidence suggests that plays a role in the cell signaling and collagen makeup of people as well. So there's a whole raft of factors that lead into the disease, and that's why it's so difficult, I think, to try and sort of pinpoint one thing and think, well, if we fix this, then that's going to prevent you from developing osteoarthritis forever, because we know that's not the case. What we can do is try and optimize the profile of lowering body weight, of maximizing strength, maximizing alignment, moving in good ways, so that we can reduce as much as we can the risk of that osteoarthritis development. But you're spot on about the adiposity being an active inflammatory cytokine releasing organ that can influence these types of diseases.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to questketo.com to order your meals today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Summer holiday. It's like summertime here in Kentucky. It's supposed to be 70 this weekend. We are not having a winter, I can tell you that. I like this global warming, quite frankly. We're talking with Dr. Adam Kovener about the relationship between quad strength and the development of osteoarthritis. So, in summary, it sounds like if you keep your quads strong, if you have strong quads, they tend to act as some sort of rebounding or strengthening mechanism that keeps the knees from getting too jangly, if you will, and things start bumping and banging around. Is that kind of a
a dumb man's approach to explaining it?
Yeah, sure. We actually don't really know the exact mechanism how quadriceps strength protects the knee, so to speak. But if you can imagine that every step we take when we're putting loads through our feet, from the floor, up through our knees, through the hips, up and down stairs, walking to work, getting up out of the chair, every step we take, we're putting loads through our legs. So without muscles, our legs would just collapse. So really our muscles, and particularly our quadriceps, are really absorbing much of the force and keeping us upright. And so for the knee, much of that impact load that we're doing during every functional movement is really absorbed much by the quads. So I think with weaker quads and the inability to able to absorb that load, then a lot more of it is then transferred through to the joint. And that's when you start seeing sort of this overload and that equilibrium of the cartilage and the tissues within the knee starting to play up. So I think that's how we can see the relationship with the quads and the knee osteoarthritis.
So what do you hope other clinicians as well as lay people take away from this research right here?
Sure. I think the biggest thing to take away is that the importance of actually maintaining good, strong muscles in the legs to protect the joints. I think what we also found with the relationship, particularly with BMI, is that for women who increase their BMI, they tend to have a little bit more lay down of adiposity, so adipose tissue within and around the muscle, whereas the men who get greater BMI, they tend to lay down more strength. So for females who may be a bit overweight or have an increasing BMI and greater adiposity, then I think it's really, really important to put extra focus on strengthening the muscles around the knee, particularly the quadriceps. But also with talking about that muscle quality and muscle-specific strength we mentioned earlier, I think techniques that specifically address that, such as some biofeedback, so actually addressing the activation of the muscle, so making the muscle fibers you do have work as best as they can, and other techniques such as neuromuscular training, neuromuscular stimulation, potentially maybe avenues to try and maximize that strength. And ultimately, the goal is to try and stop people from developing osteoarthritis into the future. We're not there yet, but I think this is a small piece in the puzzle on that path.
Very good. Listen, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me.
Take care. Just want to mention to everybody one last time that if you still want tickets to go to see the Arnold, you have to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. At the top of the show, we still had 6 packages of tickets left. Those packages include 2 tickets of the following. 2 tickets to the expo, 2 tickets to the Party with the Pros after party, which is where you want to be seen, and 2 tickets to the Sunday morning Arnold seminar, where Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, in a relatively small room, along with all of the winners of the various bodybuilding competitions, will be there to answer your questions directly. This is really a wonderful opportunity. Like I said, we still have 6 packages of tickets left. We've only gotten 4 requests. If you are within driving distance or you live in Columbus, Ohio, or you're planning on flying there for the Arnold, we can save you some money. Just email me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and you will be the benefactor of this wonderful giveaway. And tomorrow is Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, which means I have to clean the studio. I make such a mess in this studio from Monday through Thursday. I eat bags of Quest potato chips and throw them on the floor next to my desk. I'm that lazy guy. You know that guy? The garbage can is like right over there, but I'm like always doing a million things. So I just throw it on the floor and throw it on. And then Thursday afternoon is when I clean up, because I don't want Elisa to think I'm a slob. But the truth is, you and I both know that I am absolutely a slob, but don't tell her. Okay. All right. We'll see you by tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Really, to those of you who listen to the show, I owe you a great debt of gratitude, because I love doing the show. And without you guys, I would just be talking to myself. See you tomorrow.